Great.
This is lots of stuff for Lizzie to write about a poor girl.
What did you start to say?
Oh, I can't remember now. You've done me in.
You see, I jump.
Mm.
It probably drives everybody mad, but I jump all over the
place. It's fine. What is Bruce Castle now? Haringey Council. What do they use it for?
I believe it's just council offices, and I think you can hire a room, anything like that, actually.
Right. How dull.
Yes, I've been online, and they have advertised craft shows and all sorts of
things. Right. Now, there's a family plot in Highgate Cemetery.
Yes.
So who else is buried there apart from Roland?
Sir Thomas Wright Hill is, but he's part of a tree now.
Okay.
Tree's sort of disintegrated. Edwin Hill is a solid granite tomb, and you could make it out completely. And I think is that all I saw? And there's a memorial. Is that the right word? A statue
or a
thingy. And the chap who was showing us round, because if it's in the West Highgate, you have to have permission to go in. You can't just walk in like on the East Cemetery. And the chap who was showing us round the West Cemetery when we stopped at Sir Roland Hill, he said, oh, he's my relative as well. So I never did get his name, mind you.
Right.
So,
is there any room for you in the plot?
Oh, I just want a cheap jobby. The fish pond in the garden.
Oh, I wondered if... I mean, it's not still in use, I assume.
Probably not.
And here's photographs of the
kids. There's a picture of Christoph.
Right, yeah.
And he, my mother's side, so she was an Askew and a Jones. Great, great, great grandfather started Glenfarclas Whiskey.
Mm.
And he's now the chap who runs it, owns it. But Christoph, because he's not a blood relative of my mother whatsoever, but he likes the connection to Glenfarclas Whiskey.
Mm.
So to him, it's a blood relative, but it's not.
Yeah, got you. No, well, one can play with these things. So I'm just going through this lovely... Oh, and here we go, a cricket team. That's my passion.
That is an original
1917 photo. Cricket team. This is what, a school team?
Yeah, my father went to Dulwich College, and I typed up Dulwich College and actually got information that he was there.
Oh, wow. Edward Berard?
Bernard.
Okay, there's a misprint.
Oh, I typed it wrong.
Edward Bernard Lewin Hill, known as Bump.
Yeah.
Far right on chair. This chap, this is 1917. Oh, crikey.
Yeah. So and the reason he was called Bump, he had two elder brothers, you know, Robin and Arthur. So it was Hill Major, Hill Minor and Bump.
Right. That's very funny. But this lot, 1917, they must have been thinking, we're going to go to war next year.
Oh, damn.
Or whatever, mustn't they?
Probably.
Because it had been going on now for four years.
Oh, no, he would have been too young, wouldn't he? But his father...
But if the war had gone on... You know, these are teenagers, aren't they?
Look like some of them, don't they?
And if they were recruiting at 17, you know, they could have be sitting there thinking, me next.
Yeah, so that's 2017, so he went out to India in 1924.
It looks like it's hard to tell that. Could be a one for January.
Hmm.
Not sure it's torn there after 1917, so I don't quite know what it is. But Graham, Dussek, Dussek. I was at school with a Dussek.
Well, Brooke,
Ellis. Can't read that chap. Is that Myrtles, Irvin, Briggs and Hill? And Mont, poor old Mont, somebody's been cut off. There's only half of Mont. Amazing. And that's... Second 11, 1917, and do we know where that was, which school that was?
Was that Dulwich College?
You think that was Dulwich College?
Could be. He went to a school in Bromley.
Yeah.
Is that a story about Bromley and the war? That was a school essay, I think.
Right. Oh, my goodness. In the original. Bombs dropping. It is very interesting to watch them. Well, unless you're underneath them.
Absolutely.
E. Hill, page 2, over 12. Okay, so we know he's over 12. So he's probably 13 or something, isn't he?
And I've got all my mother's love letters from him, and his writing was like a little spider.
This essay is called Bromley in Wartime. Wartime makes one think of our soldiers before the war. One saw an occasional soldier in gay colours, but now we see great numbers in khaki uniform. And on it goes. Bromley has done a great deal for wounded soldiers. Big halls have been given up for something to work. The Masonic Hall has been made into a hospital. And then it goes on like that for four pages. Three pages.
Try typing all these things up.
Oh, that's a big ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's amazing. That's a fantastic thing to have. Now, these people know...
That's my father.
Okay.
That's the grandmother.
Ethel.
Ethel. No, that must be my father. No.
It's Ethel.
Ethel.
Eliza. Mother, it says. Oh, no, mother.
That's definitely my father. There wasn't a younger one.
Robin,
maybe it's Robin's child.
Robin's son.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Robin's son. So this is...
Ethel.
Eliza.
No, there. I think that is Eliza.
Well, it says here, Ethel, Eliza, Robin's son, and then your dad. Ethel, Eliza, who's younger. Mother, it says.
Okay.
She's probably called Mother. Oh, look.
Oh, no, yes, I would like to know where that boat is.
China Seas.
Is it the China Seas?
Would be my guess.
Beautiful picture.
Isn't it? I'm going to take a photo of that one.
Take it out so you haven't got a reflection. And you know, when you're young, you just use sellotape for sticking this, that,
yeah,
the other,
I know.
And then you,
I know,
regret,
and then you
it.
Regret it. Later.
Have I stuck it on there? Oh, it is stuck on there. See, you shouldn't have done that.
So what do we know about this photograph?
It was just in my mother's father's possessions when they died.
Right. Okay, let me take a photo.
Does the boat begin with a D, like Daha or something? Is there a ship like that name?
There is. I should know this, but I'll have to rack my brains. Maybe it's not...